amada amante, amada amante, amada amante, amada amante. Amada amante, das la vida en un instante sin pedir ningún favor. Este amor siempre sincero, sin saber lo que es el miedo, no parece ser real. ¿Qué me importa haber sufrido? Ya tengo lo más bello y me da felicidad. En un mundo tan ingrato, solo tu amada amante lo das todo por amor.
Amada Amante, guess who called? Well, Jill called. She still doesn't like the record. 8:07, and the man of the hour is Jay Alexander. He'll take over in the morning. Starting tomorrow, he'll be able to get up every day, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. That was the bargain I made in return for my life. It's the only way that, you know, it was under threat of bodily harm. Speaking of famous and infamous records, I can tell why Jill didn't like that. I was never up early enough to listen to that.
This is the first time I heard of it.
Probably done something just as naughty. I do have a recording here, a famous or infamous recording, in which you're featured. And this goes back...
I'm not going to play it. You aren't going to ask me to play it, are you?
Just a little bit of it.
Okay.
Maybe you could play the whole thing.
I wanted to tell you... when I was, this was when John Harrington was alive, too, the one that founded our station. One morning I was late, in about 5 to 6, supposed to sign on at 5:30, and about 5 to 6 he jumped up at home and grabbed the phone book and looked, and my number wasn't in the phone book, but my uncle's was, and my uncle's name is also Bill Supernaut, and he was retired from the post office at that time for about 3-4 years, or a couple years anyway, and John called him at 6 o'clock and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Bill, what are you doing?" And, "Well, I'm sleeping." He said, "Well, you're going to work?" And my uncle said, "Well, I hadn't thought about it." He says, "Well, you better." I don't know what exactly. There might have been a little bit more detailed conversation. But I think I was speeding in toward work at the time. But after that, I think my uncle changed his phone number or something, and at least John got straightened out. But that was another one of the funny things that happened in the last 11 and a half years.
Well, as we're going to give a little preface to this recording here, now, you probably don't recall the very famous time that you were in the studio with Paul Simon, because we did it via the razor blade and scotch tape. We should say that radio has come a long way since this recording was made, because now we can play the unedited version, but
Radio's going to come a long way in the next 24 hours when I get off. They're going to make giant strides, I'll tell you.
At any rate, there were a few naughty words that we couldn't put on the air, and at that time, this record came out, and when we first started playing it, I simply deleted the word that Paul Simon used in the introduction of the song. And later on, I figured, well, why not substitute another word in there that would be more suitable, but at least convey the same idea? So if you listen very carefully to the introduction of this record, where Paul starts singing, you'll hear a very familiar voice come echoing in. It's less than a second. It was half an inch of tape. But here is the recording. And we played it for a week that way.
Here we go.
There she be.
I remember that. Okay.
That's the only recording session you were in on, though.
I think so. There's a couple of other ones they have hanging around here that I'm glad that wasn't the one you pulled out of the file.
Well, there is a recording I have, and I forgot to bring it in.
That's good.
You phoning in a wrap-up of a basketball game, I think it was.
It was one of those times that Harbor won the regional championship, and we got caught up with the celebration of the game before I got my morning report phoned in.
That's right. And
we were on all night then. And I called in about 3:30 in the morning.
Yes.
And I think by about 5 o'clock I got my report completed.
I know I have a full reel of tape just cluttered with attempted starts on that.
Well, Jay, good luck in the morning. And, of course, I'm going to be here. I don't know if I've mentioned that this time. But I'm staying with the station and we'll be working mostly in promotion and sales. So I'll be seeing a lot of Jay and occasionally I'll be on the air. So good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
We'll talk again in the next half hour. It's 8:11 at JML.
Oh, John, look at that beautiful waterfall. So cool, so refreshing, so...
tasty. Reminds me of the cool, refreshing, tasty salads at Elias.